Joanne Gwynn says she found herself stranded in Sacramento at Christmas time and may not be able to leave until the middle of the month.
Then why are you called Traveler's Aid?
She's at Loaves and Fishes, hoping to find someone to help her get back to Arizona.
I've never had to ask for help in my life. However, I found myself stuck and stranded here in the city, knowing no one, knowing nowhere to go, and totally lost. Without funds.
She hopes to stay at a church as part of the Winter Sanctuary program or at the Salvation Army shelter, but Salvation Army Major Ray Yant says all 40 beds there are full.
Currently, there's a waiting list of 43 women. That can go twice as high. It just depends on the time of year.
But there's no reason to believe more temporary beds will be funded. Sister Libby Fernandez with Loaves and Fishes says as many as 200 temporary beds are needed.
That's why I'm really concerned that there is not even in the pipeline for any possibility of shelter beds for women.
The Sacramento Steps Forward organization grades and submits homeless housing projects for federal funding. The organization's Michelle Watts says emergency shelter is not a priority.
Emergency shelter is an expensive way to meet people's needs, whereas best practices like Housing First and permanent supportive housing and rapid rehousing are less expensive, more effective models for addressing homelessness for any population.
Since 2009, the number of permanent housing beds has increased by more than 500. On March 1st, the Salvation Army will lose the funding to maintain 40 beds open for single women. That will leave 20 beds available. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.